Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. And we've got a complete check your markets coming up when market analyst Tom Leffler joins us. And that's right after this on K101.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
It's a special cow and bull sale at McAllister Union Stockyards, Saturday, September 20th at noon. Over 1,000 head of bred cows, pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and bulls will be available. The sale will feature 100 crossbred cows, pairs, and heifers, 90 Angus Plus bred heifers, 90 black and black baldy heavy bred heifers, and many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, we're going to start with our look at our livestock futures here this morning. And, well, you know what? The cattle futures, which were, facing triple-digit downs in both the live cattle and feeder cattle futures yesterday, ended negatively, but kind of worked their way back up just a little bit.
Yes, it did, Dave. It's kind of interesting because back on Wednesday, we had great upside in our cattle complex without any news. Yesterday, as you said, we had negative trade, but we did bounce off the lows, but still close negative without any news. We're seeing some recovery to the upside this morning, and we still don't really have any news out there. We've yet to see cash cattle trade in our feed yards. We continue to see box beef prices slide lower, down $1.03 on choice yesterday. Selects down 23 cents, a movement of 138 loads. Cattle kill estimated 114,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 4 cents. We also are going to see a cattle on feed report come out this afternoon, looking for the average trade estimates for on-feed at 99.1% of a year ago, placements 96%, marketings at 90.4% of a year ago. Now, at the moment, we're looking at October cattle, 22 cents higher this morning, October feeders at 47, and October lean hogs having a nice recovery, up $1.75.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we look at our grain futures as they closed yesterday, still kind of struggling on the grains. Everything was lower across the board yesterday.
That's right, Dave. Our wheat, corn, soybeans all traded and closed negative. There were more new contract lows made for some contracts yesterday, while the others were very near their contract lows. We did see export sales yesterday that was on the poor side for wheat, neutral for corn, but good for the soybeans. Now, news-wise, it's been very quiet in the grain and the soy complexes this week. We continue to trade to a lower level. Now, the Dow yesterday made a new all-time record high for the third straight session. At the moment, we're seeing continued downside. December KC wheat down 3.25. December corn down 1.25. November soybeans down 6.25. We're looking at December cotton trading 75 points lower. October crude oil 49 cents lower. The December dollar index is 33 cents higher. And December Dow Jones futures holding up 52 points.
All right, Tom, thank you so much. We appreciate your time this morning and look forward to visiting with you on Monday. Have a great weekend. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network and on K101.